Ecclesiastes chapter 4, and I'm going to read to you these verses, beginning in verse 9, and they're great verses. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 says this, "Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken." The power of a people. The power of a people accomplishes much. You see, if you look at verse 9, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. As a people, we were not meant for isolation. We weren't meant to be alone, a one-man show, do it all ourselves. We're called a people of God to do this together, to minister for Him, to embrace Him, to serve Him. And out of that togetherness comes accomplishment. That's why the church is explained in the New Testament as a body, where we, as the body of Christ, can only accomplish the vast vision God has for us as a people by coming alongside one another, lifting one another, bearing with one another, encouraging one another, praying for one another. Sounds good to me, doesn't it? But so often we try to go it alone and do it ourselves. November 20th, 1988, the Los Angeles Times reported that a screaming woman was trapped in a car dangling from a freeway transition road in East Los Angeles. True story. She was rescued on a particular Saturday, she was 19 years old, and she apparently fell asleep behind the wheel at a quarter after midnight. And the car, which plunged through a guardrail, was left dangling by its left rear wheel. Some of you are nodding, you've been there. A half dozen passing motorists stopped. They grabbed some ropes from their vehicles, they tied the ropes to the back of the woman's car, and they hung on until the emergency units arrived. A ladder was extended from below to help stabilize the car while firefighters tied the vehicle to two trucks with cables and chains. Every time that they would move the car, that young lady would scream and yell. She was in pain. It took almost 2.5 hours for the passerbys, the highway patrol officers, the tow truck drivers, and the firefighters, about 25 people in all, to secure that car and pull the woman to safety. Los Angeles County Fire Captain Ross Marshall recalled this as he said these words, the incident as he said these words. He said it was kind of funny. She was yelling and screaming from the vehicle, remember? But this is what she was yelling. "I'll do it myself!" Have you ever been there? "I'll do it myself! I don't need you! I can get this done!" I remember as a child, which wasn't very long ago, I might add, I remember that my dad and mom were talking about removing this particular fence that they had, and it was closer up in the air. And I was into bodybuilding at that time. I've kind of let it go to minister. But see what I do for you. I let you let that go. But I went out, and here's this fence. I thought, I was probably in grade 10 or 11. I thought, I can get this fence out easy for my dad. I mean, it's not an issue. And so I'm taking boards off, and I'm, removing things, and I'll have this all done by the time mom and dad get home from work, and they'll go, "Ooh, ah, praise you, Devin." I'm sitting there taking everything down, and I'm trying hard, and I'm trying to get this post out, and I'm getting all the posts out, and it's just tremendous, until mom and dad came home. I was almost done, actually. I was pulling out the last pole, and then my dad said, "What are you doing?" And I said, well, I'm removing the fence. You wanted the fence removed? I'm getting the fence out, Dad. I'm doing this for you. And my mom said, oh, no. You know, and I thought, what happened? What? I thought that he's so pleased. And I thought, Mom's hysterical because she's so happy. I got the fence out, you know? Wrong fence. There's one on the other side of the house that needed to be removed. I tell you what I did that weekend. I put a fence back together. I'll do it myself. I'll get it done. I don't need you. Andrew Carnegie said, he said, it marks a big step in your development when you come to realize that other people can help you do a better job than you could do alone. Over and over again, that has proven to us in our own life. There have been moments where you have wondered, I'm going to do this alone. I can do it all by myself. And somebody comes along and they have great experience in the area that you're trying to figure out, and they help you along. There are times where you're discouraged and you're down in the dumps. You wonder how you're going to make it. Somebody comes along. They phone that day or they give you a card in the mail, and all of a sudden you're lifted up. See, there's moments that we can attest to what God has done in each of our lives, how he shaped us, how he's walked us along, brought people into our lives who are part of our journey. We all can attest to that fact. Amen? It takes people. It takes people to have power. It takes people to change our lives, to shape our lives. God uses people. Michelle Espadol is one of those people that have had changed lives, a changed life. And I'm going to ask Michelle to come and just share what has occurred in her life and in her heart because of the many people who have been part of her journey. Michelle, come, and there's a mic here for you.
Hi. It has brought a great amount of people to bring me to this place in my life today. I'm free from a lot of depression. I'm free from loneliness at large. I am free from being rejected. I am free from the immediate emotions of being an unwilling target as a child. I am free from some of the after effects of this unwillingness. I am free from just taking steps to running from the juvenile arthritis. Praise God. Really, praise God. I am free from trying to make unhealthy relationships work. I am free to be joyful all the time. I am free to serve where Jesus leads me. I am free to raise my son in a Jesus-like home. I am free from never experiencing true freedom as a true creation. Praise God that he has brought me to this church. I am free to totally and completely rely on Jesus in my life because of all the people in my church who are building me into a freer person.
You can't run away. There's this quote that says, we are, each of us, angels with one wing and can only fly embracing one another. And it's because of you as a people of God that Michelle stands here in this free state. Right, Michelle? Now, praise God. Thank you. As a church. Thank you, Michelle. As a church. As a body of Christ. As a people. We can only accomplish much by all of us being a part. Bringing freedom in ways you don't even know how you're bringing freedom. Doing what God has gifted you to do. Some of you are prayer warriors. Some of you are encouragers. Others of you are administrators. Some of you are gifted in the areas of money and stewardship. Others of you are teachers and preachers. Others have the gift of helps. Others love working with children. Mercy, craftsmanship. And we come together as a people to teach children, to assist prisoners, to care for the downcast, to enjoy friends at the community cafe this coming Tuesday. Kids club, parking lot ministry, rollerblading, young people, young adults, college and career. Together, we can accomplish much. Amen? There should be no thought that one person can do it all, because it is impossible. It is impossible to do it all with one person. Every one of us is required to bring people into his kingdom. God calls us together, and that's when there's power to accomplish when we're together. The power of a people accomplishes much. But the power of a people overcomes more. See, I want you to notice this verse 12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Solomon penned these words by the overarching theme of the power complex common among people and the ways we react to it. But friends, let me assure you that we are in a battle. And we've talked about this. We've talked about this over this time. The battle is intense, sometimes overpowering us. And as we have noted throughout the series, Satan will attempt to dismay us, to discourage us, That's the battle every day that occurs for Christ's church. It'd be very easy to think, I can do this alone. It'd be very easy to isolate ourselves, to have our pity parties. Remember, pity parties are horrible because no one's invited, remember? We think that in order to succeed in life, we need to just do it alone. Because that's what society conditions us to. But the drive to succeed is mature when it has this interplay with community. Two acting together, better one than one selfish individual. They can support each other when there's a need for encouragement. They can lift one another up. But in order to achieve this, it must be done together. And we can only achieve the power of a people when we overcome together. And you only overcome together when there's three strands in the cord. That's only when we can overcome. Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. There's a proper complex of power in a three-strand rope. Provided the strands are good, and provided the strands support one another, when one is frayed, going off in another direction, it just doesn't work. That's why it's important for me to have a good time with God, a solid time with him in the Word, praying with him, and that's how I got to start my day, in order to have a good relationship with anybody else around me. Because I have to have this before I can have any of this. Make sense? Amen? You awake? Okay. It's my tie, isn't it? It's mesmerizing. Alex Haley, the author of Roots, he had a picture in his office showing a turtle sitting atop of a fence. And the picture's there to remind him of something, of a lesson that he learned long ago. If you see a turtle on a fence post, you know he had some help. Amen, right? Alex said, any time that I start thinking, wow, isn't this marvelous what I've done? I look up at that picture and remember how this turtle, me, got up on that post. To gather people to get you there. See, we could all be that turtle today. And there's only one person who can put us on that fence post. Christ himself. We're here today as a people, and we're called overcomers only because of the sacrifice made for us on a cross found at Calvary. We are overcomers in Christ. We're overcomers. Are you an overcomer? Say, I can overcome it all when I trust in Jesus. How? How do I know that we can overcome it all? Because this table, it's here at this table. On this national holiday, July 1st, we remember what our country has overcome to get to this place today. We have such freedom, but it did not come easily to get this freedom. And such is the same in our own lives. We have freedom, as you heard Michelle say. We can all stand up and proclaim the freedom that God has given us through the power of Christ. But it didn't come easily. As we walk through this time together, this series together. Many of you came forward. Others of you, we met in the prayer room. You changed. You knew what God was doing. You're like, you surrendered and you surrendered and you surrendered. It wasn't easy. You forgave. You encouraged. You took every thought captive. It wasn't easy. But all because of freedom. The reward is freedom. It's at this table that we remember what Christ did on that Calvary cross. We recall his death. We realize his resurrection. But do you know the power of all this? He overcame death to give us life. See, I can overcome it all when I place my trust only in Jesus Christ. When I surrender completely to him, everything. And when I realize that it's not about me and only about him, when I let go of my hurt, my pain, my selfishness to him, then and only then do I understand what it is to overcome. Overcome. Overcome today. As people. Overcome. I'm going to let you spend some quiet time before God. Pastor Jeremy, if you want to. And I'm going to ask the elders to come, and I want you to prepare this table. Elders, lift off the top cover. Prepare this table. I want you to take some quiet time before God. Just pray to him. Spend some time talking to God. Maybe you don't feel like an overcomer this morning. Maybe you need to say afresh and anew to Jesus Christ, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Maybe you've been trying to go it alone. You need to say in a fresh way today, I'm going to allow people into my life. I may get hurt. I may suffer some pain. Because relationships aren't easy. But I need somebody in my life. Because I can't accomplish anything on my own. Father God, it's only because of the cross. It's only because of the cross, Lord, that we recognize that we are called a people. You have provided for us, Lord, a nation. And Lord, many years ago, you foundational to our ministry. You were foundational to this country. Lord, we understand that two are better than one, but three, that's when there's power. When you're involved in each of our hearts and each of our lives, and you came, Lord, you came and you lived among us. You became involved, even as a man, you became involved, even to the point of death. Just so you could show and demonstrate to us when we're together, we accomplish more. When we're together, we are overcomers. Lord, when you're in the picture, we are unstoppable. And for that, we thank you that we can come to this table and celebrate. Because of the love you express to us, a love that we strive for, but a love we know we'll never achieve, and that's an unconditional love that you love us with. Father today. We'll partake of this bread, and we thank you for your body that's broken for us on the cross, so we could know that you understand human tragedy at times when we're broken. Lord, we look at this cup representing your blood freely shed on the cross, but with tremendous, tremendous love. And Lord, we know that even as we have physical ailment and grief, that you understand us because you shed your blood. So, Father, we come to this table as your people to celebrate with you. To the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. The elders are going to pass to you the bread and then the cup. And I would ask that as you receive it, that you pass it to the person next to you to partake. This solidifies the power of a people that we are to someone else, one another. As well, I would ask that upon receiving the bread and receiving the cup, that you hold on to it until on my indication we'll partake together, signifying that we're in this ministry together, the ministry that God has called us to. This is the Lord's table, and he welcomes anyone here who has asked Jesus Christ to be part of their life, who has surrendered to him, who has said, I want you, Lord, in my life. You can partake at this table. He wants you to.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth in treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone like a rose, trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose, trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. Thank you. the blood of Jesus covers all my sin.
This is the body of our Lord, broken for you, so that you would understand his power over human tragedy.
Holiness is your life in me, making me clean through your blood. Holiness is your fire in me, purging my heart like a flood. I know you are perfect in holiness, your life in me, setting me free, making me holy. Only the blood of Jesus covers all of my sin. Only the life of Jesus renews me from within. Your blood is enough. Your mercies are complete. Your work of atonement, it paid for my debts, making me holy. Only the blood of Jesus covers all of my sin. Only the life of Jesus renews me from within. Your blood is enough. Your mercy complete. Your work of atonement paid for my debts, making me holy. Only the blood of Jesus. Only the blood of Jesus. Only the blood of Jesus.
This is the cup representing the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed on Calvary, so that you would know of his death, his resurrection, and yet you would know his love for you, knowing that he overcame and overpowered death in order to give his life. Amen. We do this together. We come together in the name of Jesus Christ to celebrate his power. We do this as a people. As Helen Keller said, alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much. This is what I'm reminded of each time we come to this table. We need one another. I need each of you. You need to build up one another, to encourage one another, to bear one another's burdens, to pray for one another, together with Christ as our Lord, the third strand in our rope. Then we are unstoppable. Praise God. Amen. It's only together that we can accomplish what God calls us to do. And it's only together, never alone, that we can overcome it all when we trust in Jesus Christ. I explained that this morning's message is different. And so we celebrate communion as part of it. And we're commissioning our missionaries who are heading to Yellowknife for ministry as well. Because what a privilege God has granted to us, First Baptist Church, to be partners with those who are called to the glorious task of making disciples. I'm going to call the names. I hope I get everyone, and Pastor German will help me. But I'm going to call you as missionaries to Yellowknife. You're going to come and you're going to stand up the aisle here, okay? At the very front is going to be Emily Shalupiak. So Emily, would you come and just stand in front of this table? In front of the table of our Lord. And behind you, a little bit back, is going to be Keisha Cook. Keisha, would you come and stand? Just behind Emily, just a little bit back. Behind Keisha is going to be Cody Ferguson. And Cody, you'll come and you'll stand behind Keisha. Just a little bit back. There we go. Cassandra Howes. Where is Cassandra? She is away. And so is Nikki Howes. But we will also be commissioning them this morning. Janessa Mahood, if you'll come and stand behind Cody there. And Matthew Wilson, if you'll come and stand behind Janessa. And now our leaders. Right? Olga Daschuk, I want you to stand behind Matthew there. Where is Olga? There she is. Can you all see her there? There she is. And Yvonne Heal. Is Yvonne here? There she is. There's Yvonne. All right, she didn't have to work at the Quest yet today. And Pastor Jeremy Dorton, if you'll come and stand, showing and signifying. You need to understand, you missionaries who are going to Yellowknife, that you have leaders who are behind you. They are going to be praying for you. They're going to be encouraging you. They're going to be lifting you up in prayer. They're going to be helping you through this ministry as you travel to Yellowknife. But also, as a people of God, we are duty-bound to help them and hold them up before God in prayer. That's what we're called to do. Remember, the power of a people is not just one person or two, it's three. The power of Christ is within each of you. And it's through our prayers and support as the people of God that we will be helping you and assisting you. If you as a church are willing to say, we're going to support them in prayer, we're going to help them through this, we're going to look forward to reporting, we support them what they're doing, we want to commission them this morning to the work that God is calling them to in Yellowknife, would you stand? You as a team. Christ is your focus. That's why you stand before this table. It is for him that you're going. It's for him that you will proclaim. And it's because of him that you want to go. People of God, they require our support. They require our prayers. They require our protection. As they go into God's harvest field, they need to be encouraged by the loving support that only you can give. Each one of you, you need to know, will be prayed for, and you are supported by this church. And so I'm going to ask each one of you to gather in as close as you can. Put your hands, elders, go along the side of each one of these young people. Elders, make sure you're up there. Put your hands on these leaders and young people. And I want you to gather in as close as you can, everyone. Put your hands on one another, and we're going to pray for this mission team. This is a powerful moment, in the life of the church when we as a people of God pray together. Let's pray. God of all nations, who in holy love offers salvation to everyone, we partner together this day to send forth workers into your harvest field. Lord, we pray first for their protection as they travel and as they minister. Give these your servants wisdom, strength, and blessing. Only as you provide and protect, Lord, can they perform this sacred mission. We recognize that you are the third strand in the cord, Lord, of our lives, and as well for this trip that these young people are going on. Keep them strong and steadfast. May they continue to press on with unity and purpose. Grant them the peace and the courage they require each and every moment. May the living Christ always be revealed as they labor for you. God, be gracious to this First Baptist Church mission team. Cause your face to shine upon them. May you truly transform in your way, Lord, the people they minister to, the churches that they will minister alongside of. These your servants and us their partners, Lord, transform us. We pray for each member of their families, their parents, their friends, their relatives, Lord, guard their minds. Give them peace as this journey begins for these young servants. In the name that is above every name, with the authority of Jesus Christ, we commission these people for this your mission field, Lord. And all God's people said, Amen. First Baptist Church mission team. There is such power as a people. And I hope you know that today. Don't walk alone anymore. Walk together. Walk renewed, reshaped, and retooled for Him. To God be the glory, forever and ever. Amen.